So this is take two. You don't know what happened in the first take, but this is Christmas 2018. I am at Christmas with my family. There's a lot of people around. I'm going to start asking spooky stories in a minute. This is my brother. Say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Colton.
How old are you?
16.
Do you have any spooky stories or anything spooky that you can remember happening to you?
My birth.
You do realize people are going to hear this.
Oh, well, I'm pretty scary.
Yes. Okay. So that's my brother. So you're going to hear from other characters of my family, and hopefully they won't be as ridiculous as home. do you want to make up for what you... Actually, you used to be the star of Kids Explain Everything.
I was. Yeah, I was.
You were in the early episodes when we used to do the Kids Explain Everything. So let me ask you this. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
No Bigfoot?
No Bigfoot anymore.
Aliens.
Yes.
You believe in aliens?
Yes.
Are they here to harm us or help us with our humanity?
Well, I think they're here to study us.
Study us? What for?
Unknown reasons, I guess. I mean, they've been said that they created us, so they're studying us to see how we've evolved.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
What's that?
Oh my God!
No, I'm kidding. Yes, I believe in the Illuminati.
You believe that there's a secret government controlling everything in the world?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called
Grey's
Anatomy.
Okay, so we will be right back with more members of my family. We'll be right back.
Hello, McCary.
Okay, so now I am sitting here with my meemaw, who also goes by Grandma. My brother and I do not call her the same name for whatever reason. So if it changes halfway through any kind of story, you know why. So, Meemaw, you've got several stories.
They're not stories, they're true.
Well, I mean stories as in like true stories that you would tell me. I'm not saying that any of them are not true. Could you tell me about your date with a particular man?
Yes, I had a date with someone that I had just recently met. So I didn't know him that well, but anyway, we went out, and at the end of the evening, he drove out down the country road, and I hadn't really liked him too much through the evening, but anyway, we stopped, and we were just sitting there talking, and the moon was out bright, so there was actually quite a lot of light.
Right.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me and grinned and smiled real big. And his two incisors teeth grew long. And I swear to God, he was a vampire.
Dad, do you have three more double A's?
So then I immediately told him, I've got to go home. It's getting late. I was scared to death. But anyway, the next few days, my daughter's girlfriend's mother was like a psychic, and so I told her about it, and I asked her, you know, is that even possible? And she said, oh yeah, she says the vampires are real. She said, but sometimes they just like to scare you just for the fun of it.
Ooh.
So that's what happened. I feel sure that he was getting a kick out of watching how scared I was.
So did you ever see him or hear from him again, or did anyone, No. Any friends ever date him?
No. In fact, I don't even know why. I mean, I don't really know who he was.
How'd you end up going on a date with him then?
Well, I had met him, but I mean, nobody that I knew him. I don't know where he came from. I didn't really know that much about him.
And then he was just gone after that?
Yeah.
Ooh. So that's your vampire story. I've teased that before on our show that you've had a date with a vampire. So I'm glad I've got it now to where our listeners can hear it.
Well, I didn't really believe it until I saw it with my own eyes.
Right.
But that made a believer out of me.
So
wait, there's a vampire? She was a vampire.
Meemaw went on a date with a vampire. This is Gibson. Say hi.
Vampire.
Meemaw went on a date with a vampire.
But I didn't know it when I went. Or when I got on.
How does she know it's not vampire? She, if she didn't saw his sharp teeth.
She saw his fangs come out.
She saw his teeth. Well, so you've told me a story about a dog or something chasing you before.
Oh, that was just a nightmare.
Oh, it was a nightmare. Okay. Yeah. I thought that was something that had happened.
No, that's when you were little, and I was, and I had was we were in this old haunted house kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get out, and because I knew there was something after you. And so as I was running, we got out of the house, and I was running to the car, and I looked back, and it was this kind of a dog thing. I don't really know what it was, but anyway, I knew it was going to take you. So I was running as fast as I could, and I just got to the car. Didn't get the door open before he pounced, and he had his mouth around my throat, and I knew that he was fixing to rip my throat out, but I wasn't worried about that because I knew then he was going to get you.
Right. Mom's and, there, buddy. She's. You got to go in that room.
And I was so...
Take him in there, please.
I was so worried about that I called a psychic on the phone.
Yeah.
And this, I remember, this is a long time ago. And I think it cost me like $60. And she never did tell me what the dream meant.
So, have you had any other weird, ghostly, or alien, any kind of paranormal kind of thing happen to you?
Yeah, in fact, this is something that's just very recent. About 4 years ago, I was laying in bed watching TV, and I looked down at the foot of the bed, and this thing came up very slowly, and it kind of looked like a naked cat, you know, those cats that don't have any hair?
Right, yeah.
And it came up very slowly, but it wasn't that. It was not a cat. It was something else. And when it knew that I saw, it looked at me, and I was looking at it. And when it knew that I was looking at it, it went back down just real slowly. And I thought, did I see that? No, surely not. That's, I don't even know what it was. But anyway, so then about 2 years ago, when I was over at the apartment, same thing exactly happened.
Ooh, weird.
So I guess it is something, because that didn't happen twice for no reason.
So there's sleep paralysis. It's like, Meemaw likes a lot of the goofy stuff that I like. She likes watching the documentaries on Bigfoot and stuff. So there's a little bit of backstory. Have you ever heard of sleep paralysis?
I have, yes.
Okay, so I'm wondering if it's a case of sleep paralysis, because when people have, could you move?
Yeah, okay. I can move.
See, that checks out that, because usually what happens with sleep paralysis is people, when they fall asleep, they wake up and there's something in your head that basically tells you not to kick and stuff. You know, like if you're in a dream where you're a karate master, you're not kicking while you're in your sleep. So it shuts down your functions, and usually people can't move, but they're still dreaming even though they wake up. And that's when they start seeing, like, the shadow people and stuff.
No, I hadn't even been asleep.
Oh, okay. So you were still, like, wide awake.
Watching TV, yeah.
Oh, ooh, that's really creepy.
Yeah, I wish I knew what that was.
Did you try to, like, reach out to it or kick it away or anything, or did you just...
No, I was scared. I didn't know what it was. I just thought that, at first I thought it was a cat, but I thought, no, that's not a cat.
Did you get up and look afterwards to see, like, what the hell was...
I was afraid to put my feet on the ground because I was afraid when it went down, it got under the bed.
So, were you able to get up the next morning and you're just... Everything was fine? You're just...
Yes. I don't know what it was or what it was doing.
Just a weird naked cat that was spying on two different times.
Yeah, but it was kind of like a fat cat.
I need a goat potty.
Well, I have to take a break. Because you can hear Oliver. He needs to go potty. So we'll be right back. Okay, so we're back from the bathroom break. So, Meemaw, you got some more stories. Because you've got a lot of stories.
Yes. You talked about Bigfoot earlier.
Yeah.
Well, this was when I was back a teenager. Maybe like 14, 15. And back then, you know, most of your fun was riding around in the car.
Back then, you mean like, you know, not 93 or so? Because you're so young.
No. No, like maybe back in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there were six of us in the car. And we had a six-pack of beer. So everybody got one beer.
Hey,
yeah, everybody got one beer. But that was, we were cool back then, see.
Oh, okay. So it was okay.
Yeah, we could get drunk off of one beer. But anyway, we were out driving down the dark country roads and, you know, just having fun. And we went around this corner, and I just screamed. And they said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "Back up, back up, back up." What I had seen in my mind registered as a giant white rabbit. But I had never heard of a Bigfoot back then. I had no idea, you know. So anyway, they backed the car up, and there wasn't anything there. But what I saw must have been one of the white Bigfoots.
Okay.
Because it took about one big leaping step, and it was gone into some thickets and some real heavily wooded. And, I mean, as fast as it got there, the only thing I could figure, because your mind knows it wasn't a giant white rabbit. But that's what I saw.
Yeah.
So, but in the years since, when I've learned about the Bigfoots and stuff, I believe it was one of the white ones.
So where, what?
In Oklahoma.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Around Perry and Stillwater.
Okay. Because that's what I was about to ask, is where exactly? Because.
In northern Oklahoma.
I know, like, different areas have different Bigfoot type of creatures. In Louisiana, I think it's this Honey Island Swamp Monster, which is like a Bigfoot type of creature, but it's covered in moss and stuff. And then just there's different areas that have other Bigfoots. I can't think of any off the top of my head right now that I'm on the spot. But did anyone else see it, or were you the only one?
I'm the only one that was lucky enough to see it.
So did you see it, like, did it cross the road? Is that what you said?
No, it's, as we turned a short corner, it was right in front until we turned.
Okay, so, and like, the headlights
caught it, yes.
And the headlights caught it for just a second as it was turning. Okay. Yeah.
Well, as soon as the headlights hit it, it jumped into those woods.
Ah, like it had been spotted and it was trying to get out of the way.
Right, right.
Ah.
So by the time we got stopped and backed up, you know, it was long gone.
Right. Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah. Listen, for months, all I could think about was, what was that?
Right.
Yeah. And then a little bit about ghosts. I've had a lot of ghostly experiences. But a couple of that in particular was, I was in bed one night, and I was laying on my side. And I felt somebody get in the bed with me, and I was thinking, oh, that's Louise, which is my sister, and she's kind of heavy. But then I was laying, I thought, well, it can't be Louise. She's not even here. But I definitely felt somebody get in right beside me in the bed. And it was someone heavy.
Ooh.
And then another time, someone sat on the edge of the bed. And again, my mind immediately said, oh, well, that's my mother. But then I got to thinking, no, it's not my mother. She's not here either.
Right. How old were you in this one?
I was an adult.
Oh, okay.
In both instances, you know, I was grown. But I know what I felt because I wasn't really asleep.
Right.
I had just kind of calmed down, you know, just drifting but not asleep.
So Kristen has had an experience where she's felt someone sit down on our bed, the house that we live in currently. And then I have a friend whose brother was living with him for a while who had the same similar thing. Like, but he thought it was his wife coming home from work or something. And she climbed over him in the bed. And then when they laid down on the other side of him, he remembered, like, there was nothing there. Like, he felt someone, like, crawl over him, and then there was no one on the other side of him. So weird stuff like that does happen.
Oh, absolutely, it does.
It could have been a incubus or a succubus, which is like the there's children around, but it's the kind of ghost that wants to be your lover at night.
Well, who? I'm particular about my lover. And then another time, I was at your mom's house. It was after I'd had that surgery, and I was staying there by myself with just Colton and I.
Right.
Your mom was at work, and I heard this big bam, and I jumped up and I went running because I was already scared there because their house was haunted.
Yeah, which me and my mom have talked about on a previous episode before.
Well, she had this big picture that hung in her hallway. Mm-hmm. And I got up and I went in there and looked, and that picture had jumped off the wall, crashed down to the ground, but it wasn't broken. It had glass on it. And nothing was broken or anything. And it just and I stayed awake the rest of the night because I was afraid to go back to sleep. And so when Diane came home in the morning, I told her, and we looked at that picture, and it was securely hung on a nail. There was no way that thing just fell because the nail was still in the wall.
It wasn't bent down or...
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's why I said it jumped off the wall. Because it didn't just fall.
Now, if I remember right, didn't that happen a couple of different times? Because you used to go and stay over there and watch Colton from time to time. Did it happen more than once?
No, not that.
Okay. I was for some reason thinking that happened more than once.
No, that's
I told you to hang on a second.
That's one time when I was a late teenager. I was living in an upstairs apartment, and I had just gotten ready to go to bed, and just barely got laid down in the bed, and I heard this voice going, "Loretta," and it scared me, so I looked out all the windows and peeked out the door, and there was nothing around. So I sat up all night in the corner because it was either something that I don't even want to talk about, or it was God calling me home, and I thought I was going to die that night, so I didn't go to sleep.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrifying. That's very terrifying.
Yeah. I thought I was, that it was God telling me I was going to die and go, or it was something bad.
So you're a firm believer in the paranormal, ghosts and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With that house we lived in down in Arkansas,
yeah,
we had a ghost in that house.
I don't remember that. You know what, though? As a kid, I do remember, if it was dark down the hallway, because how the hallway was, it was, there was a door on the right for a bedroom, there was a door on the left for a bathroom, and then at the very end of the hall, there was a closet, and then a bedroom on the left and on the right. And when it was dark, I just remember that hallway would terrify me, going to your back room, because down the hall on the left was your room. And that room, that hallway would just scare the hell out of me.
Well, I was in bed one night. A lot of stuff happens to me when I'm in bed. But anyway, I was in bed one night, and I heard someone walking down that hall.
Ooh. Okay, course, so the hall already.
Yeah. And, of course, my mind going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't have any weapons, So I just kind of laid there waiting, and I was thinking, am I going to fight? Or what am I, And it never came in the bedroom, or at least not that I know of or saw. So anyway, then it was a couple of weeks later. Diane said that she came out of her bedroom and looked down the hallway, that our cat was laying on the back of the recliner.
Right.
And there was this hand and arm that was petting that cat.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I didn't see that, but I believed her.
Right.
And that's the same house when we saw those lights, that light.
Yeah, I don't remember if my mom's talked about the lights on our show. Can you kind of give did you see them?
Oh, yes, yeah. I've been hearing about them, but I didn't believe them. And then
your wife wants you.
Aunt Edie had this thing when Jason was late, going to miss the bus. So she ran down to the house to get him, and there was no one there. But, so she went, and I guess that may have been your mother, or one of the girls. And anyway, they went back up there, and they went back down to the house, and they saw the light behind the door.
Right.
And I didn't really believe it, but then they started, the neighbors saw it, and he was a highway patrolman.
Right.
And he saw it, and his parents saw it. So I was sitting there in the living room watching TV one night, and this big bright light came through the window. So I jumped up and ran to look out the window to see what it was, and it was that ball of light coming between my sister's house and David's house. and I saw it for sure, and then I believed him.
How big was it? Do you remember how big the light was?
Well, I was across the street. It was between the two houses across the street, and it looked like maybe 10 inches around from where I sit. So, you know, if you were up close, it'd be a little bit bigger.
Right. So
it was a bright white light. It was
bright?
White.
Mm-hmm. Bright white?
Yeah.
Weird. And did you see where it went, or did it just disappear?
It just went away. It just, yeah. While I was watching, it just disappeared.
So weird.
I know.
And what's really weird is my dad has some kind of weird story, but his would have been years later because he was like a teenager when he had his little experience. But he said I may be getting some of it wrong. Maybe one day I'll ask him if I can record him talking about it. But he saw some kind of light on a highway and like got out of his car to look at it and stuff. So that's weird that my whole family basically.
Well, I got another one too. When I was a teenager, my boyfriend and I were parked out in the country.
Yeah.
And I was sitting facing the front, and he had turned around facing me. And we were just, you know, kissing and talking. And
Meemaw.
Yes.
Meemaw.
We weren't.
You were married, right?
Kissing and talking.
Meemaw.
Kissing and talking.
I don't trust you crazy kids.
Anyway, he jumped up in like less than a second. I never saw anybody move this fast. He had that. He was behind the steering wheel. Had that truck started, and we were going. And I asked him, "What's going on?" He said, "He saw something alien climbing into the back of the truck."
Oh man!
So anyway, we were tearing down the road, and I looked back, and there was this red light coming down the road behind us. So we made several turns and went about probably 3 or 4 miles and made turns. So you know, the light was gone. So we parked the truck again, and we, you know, sitting there discussing it, what could it have been, you know, and he said it was green and slimy looking. And here comes that red light again coming up the road. So we hauled ass and got out of there, and we just went back to town.
Right.
Yeah. But again, I don't know what it was. I didn't see it.
You didn't see it, but it was green and slimy. Is that
what he said? And he was scared to death. So I don't know what it was he saw, but he did see something.
I wonder if there was anything like left over on his truck, if it just like appeared slimy. Maybe like it was glossy looking is what he meant.
Glossy, yeah. That's what I figured.
Because if he was slimy, if he was climbing into the back of the truck, you'd think that it was like a snail, like a snail trail.
Oh no, I don't really know. That's what he said.
Right, right.
But I know he must have seen something because nobody moves that fast for no reason.
Right. So have you ever seen any other kind of alien type thing or a UFO that you didn't understand what it could have been?
Well, yeah, I did see. Louise and I were coming home to when I lived in Valley View.
Yeah.
And we were on the I-35, and we both saw what we thought were UFOs.
Right.
And so when we got home, she said it was a V. But what I saw was like a check mark. It was three lights.
Right.
And again, they were really, you know, real bright white lights. And so when we got home, she called the sheriff's department. He said they had several reports that night.
Really?
Yeah. But again, and you know, that's, to me, they were a check mark, but to her, they were a V, so it's pretty close.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's kind of flying in the same formation.
Yeah.
Depending on probably when you looked at them, if they moved a little or something.
Yeah.
Were you driving in the same car? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we were in the same car.
Did y'all both, like, point them out to each other? I'm like, what is that in the air?
Pretty much, yeah. We kind of both saw them at the same time.
Did they stay there for, like, a really long, weird time? Is that?
Yes. Yeah, they were stationary.
Not moving at all.
No, but they weren't where anything should have been.
Right, right.
So when we got home, we didn't stop or anything. We just kept going on home.
Did y'all see them? What? How long were they in the sky, do you think?
Oh, gosh, maybe. We probably saw maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
5 to 10, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that seems like a really weird, like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of just sitting in the same spot, or what appears would be the same spot.
Yep, that's what I thought too, but that's what we saw.
Well, Kristen and I had our weird And it's called a UFO because it's unidentified. I mean, it could be nothing, it could be something. So that's why I always tell people, go ahead and report it. Write it down, you know, post it on Facebook, whatever. That way you can be like, hey, it may be nothing, but there's this thing. That way if a bunch of people say, hey, I saw this thing on this date, you can be like, hey, I saw that too.
Well, I think everybody knows they're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe, like, Area 51, like, we have aliens and stuff?
I do believe it, and I believe that they're walking right alongside us.
Do you think that it's like they look similar to us, or that they have something to help them blend in?
I think they can change from what they really are to human.
What? Yeah. See,
well, they know if they showed themselves like they really were, they'd scare us to death.
I've seen one.
Maybe.
You've seen an alien?
No, I'm alien, but...
My brother Colton is back. What have you seen? Come here. Or are you messing with me?
No, I'm serious.
All right, let's hear what you saw. Stay right there. You're good right there.
I was waiting at the bus stop a couple mornings or whenever, and there was this blue beam that came out of the atmosphere, or what looked to come out of there, just out of nowhere, and it was almost looked like it was crashing down. And it just disintegrated. It was a blue beam of light, really bright in the sky, and it just was gone.
Huh. Could it... Well, I don't even know what it might have been.
And it was too bright. I mean, I think it was too bright to be a comet or something. And it was, like, early in the morning.
Was the sun up at all?
Nope.
So it was still dark.
Well, no, the sun was coming up. But
okay,
so
it was sunrise.
Sunrise, yeah.
Was the sky, like, did it have pink in it and stuff? Like,
yes, it had pink in it.
Okay. Huh, that's weird.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened, too. Like, I hear voices. Like, that time I heard Godzilla screaming.
You heard Godzilla screaming, Gibson? Tell me about that.
Why?
Where did you hear
it? I tricked you, haha. Why did you believe me?
Hey.
Godzilla is real.
Godzilla could be real, you don't know.
I believe in him.
You believe in Godzilla? So do you have any other stories, Mima?
No, I think that's about it.
Well, thank you for sharing all your spooky stories with us.
But I didn't like about hearing voices.
Oh, do you have a story?
Kinda.
You want to come tell me?
I guess.
Sit down.
Come sit over here.
I had to say something. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that hard.
This is my brother's. Let her
sit. I'm not in trouble.
Yes,
oh my gosh,
are.
There's a lot of chaos.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pause for a second and regroup.
I love it. Hearing voices from...
Okay, we're resituated now slightly. Okay, please introduce yourself.
I'm Carissa, and I'm 15 years old. And it was
you're Colton's friend.
Colton's girlfriend.
Oh my gosh, we're saying it. I didn't know if we were allowed to say it.
Bleep that out. No. Can't handle that censorship.
This one night when I was living at my old apartment, I was sitting on the playground we have there, and I was just sitting there relaxing, and I saw these, like, there was 1, 2, 3, and 4 all lined up in a perfect line, and there were lights.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the two and four were moved to the left and the right. And then 1 and 3 moved to the left and the right, too. And then they were just sitting there for a while. And then they crisscrossed and made an X and, like, zoomed really fast, and they were gone.
How long do you think this took? Was it, like...
About a half hour.
Like, it took a half hour, and they were in the same spots for a while?
Yeah.
You
like,
didn't
all,
like,
like
that before, did you?
Like,
we
throughout kinda have a half an hour, that's all what happened.
Weird.
That's brilliant.
Did anyone else see it, or was it just
I don't
you?
Know. I don't think so.
You were just hanging out on the playground and was watching it?
Mm-hmm.
That's super weird.
I was creeped out, because one of them flew across my head. Like, all four of them flew in different directions, and one flew above my head. And it looked like it was spinning really fast.
Weird. It's very weird. So do you think it was... Do you think it was something that was explainable, like a helicopter? Or do you think it was
something
out of this world?
Yes.
Ah.
Well,
we are having a little situation, so we are going to take another pause. Okay, so we've relocated to outside in the cold. So you said you had one more kind of spooky story.
Yeah, this is actually involves like ghosts and noises and stuff. This one night, one of me and my girls as friends, girlfriends, we were just walking around and it was about maybe 8 or so at night and we saw this abandoned building and we walked inside and we figured out that it was an abandoned slaughterhouse for slaughtering cows and stuff like that.
Is this here in Texas?
No, it was in Colorado. Okay. And we started walking around and it was just me and her in there. And there was chains hanging up to where they hung the meat. And the chains started moving and there was no wind outside at all. And the chains started moving back and forth as we were walking. And so we just shook it off at first because we were like, meh, whatever, you know?
Coincidence. Yeah.
And then so we started walking and I guess some people had been murdered there too because we heard like people talking. It sounded like a man, like an older gentleman, and I think an older woman. And it sounded like they were right behind us.
See, there's stories of, I don't know exactly what it's called, but like replays will happen. Like ghostly replays will just keep happening.
Time rewinds or have you something like that?
It's kind of like a time loop, basically. Yeah. And sometimes that's what some people think some ghosts are. It's like they're stuck in some kind of time loop and they're not actually harming or doing anything, but they're just living that day or you know, some of the moments from their life or multiple people even. It may not even be one. Yeah, hold on. We zip up his jacket.
And then so we heard them right behind us and we turned started running because we were scared at this point.
Yeah.
And we went into the room where they got slaughtered.
Dude,
and
was it nasty in there?
Yeah, there was like dried blood all over the walls. And
isn't that crazy that they don't have to clean that kind of stuff when they're just like, all right, well, we're shutting down the factory.
I guess it was an automatic slicer and it started moving all on its own.
Ugh.
Like, we did not touch no buttons, no switches, no levers, nothing. It just started
moving up and down. Was it, like, spinning like it was cutting, or just...
It was just...
The arm was just kind of moving.
And then the blade had started spinning. And we did not know what to do, so we turned around and we started trying to run. And we were, like, behind the chains, and they just started moving back and forth, like, super, super fast.
Right.
And then we just sat there on the ground holding each other because we were scared. And then about maybe 5 minutes after that torture, it stopped.
Right.
It just stopped. The chains were just slowly going back and forth from stopping all that.
Right.
And then we got up, and as we were leaving, my friend forgot to close the door, and it slammed behind us. And we ran and ran and ran until we got home.
It'd have been worse if it said, "Did you have a nice?" Or did something like, "Did you have a nice trip?
Time.
Nice time?"
Yeah.
See you next time, or that would be freaky.
Yeah, that sounds like something straight out of a horror movie. If that were to happen.
Yeah, and the chains that one had like really sharp hooks on them too. And me and her almost got nicked by them. We were so close.
Ooh. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's terrifying. Well, I'm going to ask some other people some stories. Thank you for sharing, because that's terrifying. All right, so I'll be right back with someone else. All right, you big hunk of man meat. Introduce yourself.
I'm Aldo.
How old are you, Aldo?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you have a short story is what you just told.
A small little experience that happened that freaked me out.
Okay.
So, my mom's house used to be an old church.
That's creepy already,
I
feel like. I mean, you would think that would be like the safe place, but I think that's the exact opposite.
I believe it is. It even looks like a little steeple out front and everything. It's scary.
No. This is a horror movie already waiting to happen. I feel like I have such high expectations, so it better deliver.
Well, I was waking up in the middle of the night. I'm pretty sure to go use the restroom or something like that. As I'm walking in the kitchen, I feel something just stop me and poke me in my stomach. And I see it sink in. I completely got chills on my body. Didn't even go to the restroom. I ran back to the room.
Ooh.
And that house has always been like everybody else. You know, you turn off the lights, you run to your room. Like, it's just creepy. That house is just creepy always. That's just my small experience that I've had in that house, and it was crazy.
But that's the only ghostly experience, a paranormal experience you've had?
Yeah.
I mean, no flipping on lights and on and off or anything crazy that you can think of? Or anything? Did anything else happen to anyone else in the house?
No, man.
It was just creepy.
Yeah, it was just a creepy experience.
Ooh, so, but scary. But other than that one time, you've never had any other paranormal experience?
I swore, me and my brother swear we saw UFOs one time.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
It was in the daytime when we lived in California. We were walking down the street and we see like objects in the air. And you obviously think airplanes.
Right.
But it was daytime, so you could see it. There was no airplane. And we saw it kind of move in a weird direction and then jump back the other way and then just disappear.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's different when it's at night because it's just
dot.
You can see is like the light.
Yeah, and you would think, you know, it's just an airplane or something like that.
Right.
But in the daytime, you see it's something in the air.
But it was flying one direction and it kind of zipped the other way.
Yeah, zipped the other way.
And then was gone.
And then it was just gone.
Huh, that's really weird.
Yeah.
And y'all both saw it and y'all looked at each other.
Yeah.
You weren't drinking, were you?
No. What was you? I was young.
You weren't smoking pot, were you?
I was maybe high.
Okay, well, yeah, that first one, that's terrifying.
Yeah, like, I could see the indent in my stomach, like, push in. Like, I don't know if it was a cramp or what, but it stopped me and it's got chills all over my body.
You don't think you, like, ran into something crazy?
It was nothing there. I was walking straight to the restroom. Walking straight to the restroom.
Did you go back to sleep that night? Or do you remember? Do you remember? Is it one of those things where you were just so scared that you probably eventually went to sleep?
Yeah, I just ran back in the room. I'm pretty sure I didn't piss the bed, but I knew I had
that's
to pee.
That was my next question. Did you piss your pants?
No, I didn't. But I know I went back in the room, had those covering my head and sweat the whole time. You don't want to pull your head out of the covers. Top of the night.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your paranormal experience. That's terrifying.
Well, thank you for letting me share.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is a returning paranormal guest person place or thing. This is Mama Toby.
Mama Von Doom.
Mama Von Doom. So.
Nice to meet y'all.
So, if you have heard before, she has had lots and lots of paranormal activity happening.
Since your brother was born.
Since my brother was born. It's all his fault. Well, you've had a few things before that, too.
Yeah, but mostly since he was born.
It's my brother's fault. He's a demon. You heard him earlier. Okay, so...
Shit.
So you've had something happen since the last time we spoke to you about the hands in your house. Mm-hmm. That's the last thing we know.
There were footprints the other day. Nobody had been... in the area, nobody had shoes on. There were footprints in the house.
Did you clean them and then they went away? Or
I cleaned them and never saw them again, but they were there.
Okay, so last time it was handprints, this time it's footprints.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so the other night...
Maybe they were doing cartwheels. Like, it's like a really slow ghost cartwheel. And they were on their hands and then they were flipping and
months
now they're...
later on their... Okay, yeah, so... Here comes your brother. Okay, so we've been hearing a lot of like really weird shit in the house like over the last week and a half.
Obviously, you don't want my brother to hear because he'll freak out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you'll understand in a minute. Okay, so
I'm watching.
I came out of Grandma's room.
Okay. My Meemaw lives... See, I told you earlier you'd get Meemaw and Grandma. Meemaw lives with my mom currently.
Okay, so I'd come out of Meemaw's bedroom. I had been her cat was in the bedroom because I was in there feeding the cat. And I came out and something ran from the den into Colton's room.
Oh.
And it was gray, but it was bigger than Loki.
Which is your white cat.
Which is the biggest cat. Yeah.
It's bigger than him.
Bigger than.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like,
Loki is the size of a small dog. Well, not like a Chihuahua, but like bigger than a weenie dog. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Almost corgi size.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Big ass cat.
So I do have a gray cat, but Something gray ran from the den into Colton's room. And I looked in my bedroom, and my gray cat was on the bed.
No.
And in the
living room. That's what I was about to ask, obviously.
That's the first thing I looked for. She was on my bed. And the other two cats were in the den with Mom, with Grandma, Meemaw. So I went in Colton's room, and there was nothing in there.
But so you did search, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I searched everywhere. And, I mean, it was like this big. Like
she's showing like about a foot and a half tall.
It would have, I mean, there would have been something in there. There was nothing in there.
Yeah, that sounds like a raccoon almost, you know? The way, how big.
It was probably that size. Yeah, okay. Probably that size. Yeah, so last night.
Oh.
Last night.
This is Christmas Eve we're talking about. We're Christmas Eve, so this is the 23rd, my birthday yesterday.
Yes, on your birthday. What happened first? What happened? Oh! Grandma was in her chair.
Okay.
Then the kitchen.
Okay.
And I was in the living room, and I heard this racket, racket, racket. And I came around the corner, and I said, "What was that?" And Grandma said, "I don't know." So I got to looking. The Tabasco bottle fell out of the cabinet.
Just randomly fell.
Yeah, nobody'd been in that cabinet. Nobody'd been touching.
No cats in the area?
No, no. Nobody was in that cabinet. And that Tabasco bottle just fell out.
Was the cabinet open? Like, because I like to play pranks on you and open up all your cabinets and then leave the room.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't remember. I don't recall if it was or not. And then, maybe an hour later, I was washing dishes and our little pantry thing that we keep all the food in.
Yeah.
I'm washing dishes.
Okay.
And
Ollie just crashed. He's okay though.
So I'm washing dishes, and that cabinet is in the next room over in the dining room. And a package of hamburger, hot dog buns.
Let's pause for just a second. Okay, so what happened was Ollie slipped, fell, hit his nose on the ground, bled for about 1 second, and he was good. He's back outside playing again. So, Mother, will you finish your story?
Yeah, okay, so.
I think this happened last time we did this, too. We got interrupted a couple of times.
Yeah, okay, so I'm standing there at the sink.
Okay, we're in the house now, so I can kind of visually see what's happening.
Okay, I'm standing at the sink. Grandma's right there.
Okay, I see her. Hi.
Mike's in here in the living room.
Okay. Mike is my stepdad. For reference, I'm just putting names and stuff.
Okay, so I don't remember which side. I think they were on this side.
Okay, she's got this, like, pantry. Okay.
So I'm in there, and a package of hot dog buns comes, boom, and lands right on
after the Tabasco sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, was it like the Tabasco dropped first, and then you were standing here, and then the hot dog buns fell out?
Yeah, it was I don't know. Mom, how long was it after the Tabasco fell out of the cabinet that the hot dogs?
Just a few minutes.
A few minutes. So yeah. It wasn't like they both tumbled out at the same time.
No, they were just a few minutes apart. And,
It was the Tabasco sauce in the same cabinet?
Tabasco sauce is right here.
Oh, it's in a different cabinet across the... Okay, I see it.
So there's no reason for it to have fallen.
Okay. Yeah, because it's sitting...
That's exactly how it was sitting before, and that's exactly how it's sitting now.
Interesting. And this happened just yesterday.
Last night.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Anything else interesting that you can remember that you haven't shared with me already?
What else has been happening lately? Remember,
this whole house makes noises.
Meemaw said the whole house makes noises if that didn't pick up.
Yeah, but
when I'm in bed at night, I hear all kinds of crap going on in here.
When you're in bed?
It could probably be the cats.
Right.
Because they get up on these tables and knock stuff off, but they don't get in the kitchen cabinets.
Right. So that's it?
Something has been happening this week.
Are you having more or less paranormal stuff happen since the last time I talked?
More.
Because I know, like, after we had recorded, you had, like, another weird something small happen, and you were like, it's back. But that was a while ago. I don't remember what that would have been exactly.
Yeah. The footprint was over in this area, and I even, like, checked all the shoes, and, like, the print that was in the floor didn't match any shoes in the house.
Or size, if I remember.
Yeah, no, not even the same size. But, yeah, like, it didn't, you know, it didn't match the bottoms of any of the shoes.
Right.
What is, something has happened just in this past week.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. If you remember it, we'll come back in a minute. But I'm going to close this out. Maybe I should say hi to Kristen first. We'll get Kristen on here, and then we'll close out. And if you remember in a minute, then we'll go over it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, bye. Something.
Okay, so we were reminded by Mike. So Mike told me to
remind Diane about whenever we were watching The Nun.
The hit, box office hit, The Nun.
Okay, yeah, so we were...
I don't know, I haven't seen it. Is it any good, first off? What's your review?
Actually, it's okay.
It's pretty good.
It's a little freaky.
Yeah. Okay, so we were... what do we rent it on yeah. demand or something like yeah. that? Okay. So oh, we're in...
Richie Rich's, I see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're balling. Yeah, we live on Strive in the...
Come on now.
Anyway, so... okay, yeah, so we rented the movie on demand. We're in the bedroom, and it's like...
It's late.
The movie goes over, and we're like, oh, that was a good movie, whatever, but we're tired, so we turn the lights off. Turn TV, everything. Room was dark. This is about 11:50.
Okay.
10 minutes till 12. And about 12:20, and like we were tired, we both went right to sleep. And about, 12:20, we both like startled awake.
Rolled over.
And the closet light was on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it lit up the whole room. So there's no way that light could have been on when we turned the TV off. Because we would have said, oh, shit, the closet light's on. We didn't say that, you know. We went to sleep.
So you want to stay the night?
No.
And,
don't scare my 9-year-old. So how do you think it came on? Mike, you don't believe in any kind of paranormal thing.
I've seen some weird stuff around here, but no, not really.
But nothing in your whole entire life of, like, 67 years?
I'm a badass, you know. I've never been a badass my whole life.
He didn't catch my joke about being 67.
Yeah, I caught it.
He just looks 67, baby.
He's just a rough-looking man. Yeah. That's why he's a badass, because no one wants to look at mess with
him. Oh, did I say badass? I meant fat ass.
So, but no explanation of what turned on the slot. And this is the same house with the handprints and everything.
Yes.
What do you think about the handprints, Mike? Do you think that's anything, or my mom...
That was pretty weird.
Is my mom overreacting, or is that weird?
No, that was really weird, because it would just reappear, it was crazy.
And that's coming from someone that doesn't have hardly any experiences with anything spooky?
I don't have any experiences until this house.
Until my mother.
Until your mother and your weirdo son, Norman.
Yes, mother?
Okay, everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Whoa.
Goodbye.
Well, that's going to do it for this little holiday spooky story time. I don't know. This was a little bit different. I just thought it was a good opportunity to get some of my family's spookiest stories. So I hope you enjoyed some of it. I need to have a huge apology right here where I say that I'm sorry that we did not keep our end of the promise, or my end of the promise. I'll take all the blame for it, for not getting episodes out bi-weekly like we were planning on for the last, since October. Life got in the way, scheduling conflicts, and then I got sick 2 or 3 weeks in a row. It was terrible. I'd be better for about a day or two and then immediately get sick. So I apologize. We hope to get the ball rolling again and get back into making some new episodes. I miss doing the research. So as soon as we can, we're going to start releasing episodes again. I just thought this would be something goofy and fun for the New Year's. I do want to do a listener ghost stories. So if you have some ghost stories, get in touch with me on Twitter or Instagram at Secret Transpod. Or you can contact me on our Facebook page. We also have the Facebook group that you can contact me in. I want to start compiling some listener, not ghost stories necessarily. It can be any kind of paranormal or weird thing that's happened to you. So I want to get that going here pretty soon. But anyways, again, I'm sorry. And thank you for everyone that's reached out and asked where the show is, because it makes me feel bad, but at the same time, it makes me feel kind of loved. So, thank you. Thank you, everyone that's reached out and said, hey, we missed the show. It really means... that was my phone. It really means a lot to us. So, we hope everyone had a great and safe holidays, and yeah, we're about to be into the new year, so Happy New Year, everyone. Happy freaking New Year. But that's going to be it for this quick little special kind of thing. Not real sure what it is, but I hope it was somewhat enjoyable, and we will be back soon. So thank you for your patience. You can send me plenty of hate mail saying, get your ass back in gear. I totally deserve it. But anyways, we love you all, and have a happy new year. We will be back soon. Bye. It's my recorder. I'm recording, trying to put a booger on my mother's knee.
Don't!
Would you go to Papa's?
Stop, no. You're making it too loud. I'm trying to...
No booger! He's got a booger! He's got a booger! Ah! Ah! Tasha! Ah! Ah! Look, Tasha's coming to save me. Ah!
Tasha's her cat. Stop popping and hacking. That's not good audio.
Ah!
Got it.
It's a booger on my leg.
It's record. It's just this audio recorder. I recorded the experience. Are you about to? Are you okay?
Look, she came to save me.
The cat.
He put a booger on my leg.
No, I didn't.
And look, Tasha.
There's
came
no
to...
proof of actual. There's just audio. She could have made this whole thing up.
You missed it. You just walked across the
motherfucker.
Don't say goodbye.